Are dogs guardians or just lovers? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Are dogs guardians or just lovers? Well, it's all a matter of how we train them. And when we train dogs to be guardians, they are guardians. When we train dogs to be lovers, they are lovers. And sometimes the dogs are guardians and lovers both, and many other things too. Because a dog is naturally a love bug. A dog is naturally a cuddly little puppy. All of its life is a cuddly little puppy. Something you want to snuggle and something you want to kiss and something you want to love and something you want to just sort of soak up in your being in every beautiful way. Now, what happens as the dogs grow up? Well, as the dogs grow up, humans feel that dogs have to be housebroken, house trained. And so they train dogs to be living in the house, to do their duty outside or wherever they're supposed to do it, but to be neat and orderly, as people theoretically are. Well, now the dog does its best. Well, now, if the dog has a play box, in the play box are kept all the dog's treasures and toys and bones and other things that are precious to the dog. And the dog doesn't keep his toys in there. That's just a place where he goes to get them to play with them. And sometimes you think, well, now let's train the dog to put his toys back in the toy box when he's done playing with them. But in truth, the dog is never done playing with him. The dog is always interested in playing with it when he comes back from his walk, or when he comes back from sitting on your lap, or when he comes back from making passes at you and saying, oh, you're a sweet cookie, I like you, I like you. And Rex, he takes his paw and he lifts it up and puts it over my arm as much as to say, now don't draw away from me, just stay right here. I love you. Your love is penetratable. Your love, I can feel, I know it. And what can you do, you know? But really now, is a dog a guardian or is a dog a lover? What kind of dog have you trained in your life? And you might call that, what kind of person have I trained in my life of myself? Have I trained myself to be a housebroken, a house-trained dog? Have I trained myself to be a lover? Have I ever given up my wonderful choice of being a lover from the time I was born? Little puppies, little kittens, little animals of all kinds, babies of all kinds are just so cuddly, so lovable, so wonderful. Yes, they are. How do they change? When do they take on the attitude of the parent or of the trainer or of the master? Well, they take on the attitude of the master from the moment the master touches them. When the master touches them, the master says, you and I are friends, we're partners, we work together. And I have a way of living here. I call them rules, but that's sort of silly, but I just a way of living here, and I want you to know about my way of living here so we can both be happy here. Because when you are out playing in the yard, you have a way of living there. And when you come in the house, you have a way of living in the house. When I go dancing, I have a way of dancing. When I come into the house, I have a way of living in the house. When I go to bed, I have a way of living in my bed. When I get in the shower, I have a way of taking a shower. When I sit at the table, I have a way of sitting at the table and eating. Now we call these rules or ways of doing things, mannerisms. And dogs have ways of doing things. They would do things in the most natural way. If you were to allow dogs to live in a natural way, you would find that they would be very orderly and they'd be very proper. But we have never seen dogs living in a natural way. We have never seen dogs, so to speak, out in the wild. Have you ever seen wild dogs? Have you ever seen how they live? Have you ever seen how they take care of their families? How they bring food to their family? How they have certain ways that they keep defecations away from their bed, away from their home nesting area. They keep everything clean and beautiful and wonderful. And you say, well, some dogs don't. Yeah, that's true. Some dogs don't because of certain conditions that are in their living pattern that train them to do things differently. But if a dog were left to its natural haunts, if an animal were left to its natural haunts, and just imagine how many animals live in the jungles, how many animals live in the wilds, how many animals live in the North Country, and how they live together in harmony, how they work in packs when necessary, how they work as individuals when that's their choice, and how some birds have determined that they're going to be mates forever. And some animals are the same way. And some are not monogamous. Some want to have many different mates during their lifetime. And this is all part of the nature of the beast. It's part of what's built in to the beast's attitude and cultures about itself. Are dogs guardians? Or are they lovers? And I think, really, at all times, dogs are lovers. Our natural way is to be a lover. We come out of the box as loving little babies. Oh, there's a snarly baby now and then, but truly they're the exception to the rule. Most babies are lovers. And if whoever greets the baby upon its birth is themselves a lover and is a delight in seeing the child, seeing the pet, seeing whoever it is that's coming forth, then you can be sure that that little being, whether it's a human or a pet or however, that little being is going to be a reflection of what the parents are. Now, we can go back to the worms, we can go back to the butterflies, we can go back to all sorts of creation. And as we go through all sorts of creation, we'll find that wherever love is, there is beauty. And you know, just thinking, a poet who looks at the world through a poet's eyes, isn't that interesting, a poet's eyes? A poet who looks at the world through a poet's eyes sees the world quite different from what the average person does. Whereas the poet is a romantic, a poet will see the world as romantic. If the poet is an unconditional lover, the poet will see all of its writings, all of its creation, all of its world that it writes about in an unconditionally loving way. If a poet has anxiety or has tension or has hurt in their heart, they write this hurt into their writings, into their poetry. And truly, we don't need to read that sort of stuff. We don't need to read about people's problems and people's unhappiness. Let us read about people's happiness and people's joy and people's peace. For people who have been trained in love, that's what we want to be trained in. Our dogs are trained in love. And when they're trained in love, they're lovers. We live on 104 acres here in the high mountains of Southern California, and we're right on the Mexican border, and international travelers constantly are making their way around our property. And the Border Patrol is out in force these days more than it ever had in the past, and these Border Patrol persons, men and women, they come onto our property looking for the international travelers. And oftentimes, I meet them as I'm out walking Rex, and we're walking along. And Rex will run up to the Border Patrol person and the Border Patrol person looks at Rex for a second, and Rex is wagging his tail and smiling away and putting his head down so he can be petted, and the Border Patrol person knows that Rex is a lover. And then I tell him, I say, he's a lover. And of course they already know it. And here they're holding their Gatling gun in their one hand and their badge in the other hand to show me who they are and to show me that they're plainclothesmen out doing their duty of looking for narcotics smugglers and things like that. And I think to myself, why do they want to be so aggressive? They're really not aggressive, because they reach down and pet Rex with all the love in the world. They're merely doing their job. And they feel that their job requires such a violent device. But does it? Not really. Did that device frighten Rex or me? No. Why should it? Because it had nothing to do with us. And we look at these people and we see them as beautiful beings, and we don't see them with their pistols in their holsters and their extra magazine rounds in their pockets, and we don't see them with their beautiful shiny golden badges that look like they just came off the mint that they had just made them at home. We don't see that. The only thing that we see is what we are. So when I look at the Border Patrol person's man or woman, when I look at the international travelers as they are going by, I smile and I say, good morning, good afternoon, how are you today? Have a wonderful day. May all your dreams come true and may your life be filled with success and joy. Well, this is what Rex does to everybody. He is a lover, and he goes around making everyone feel welcome. Oh, he barks at people he doesn't know at first, but as the Border Patrol come through here with their aggressive attitudes, Rex has learned, hey, that's just their way, and I will be my loving self regardless of whether they want to look aggressive or not. And he goes up to them untouched by the fearsomeness of their outer picture. But you see, Rex does not interpret the fearsomeness of their outer picture as being against anything. It is just there. It is just like a piece of clothing we wear. It does not indicate aggressiveness or non-aggressiveness. It just is there. And so these weapons are just there. And so Rex, who is pure love, who is not a guardian for sure, but yet he barks at every stranger that comes around so that I know that someone different than I'm aware of is coming around. And he's not going after them as a guardian. He's just saying, hey, Dad, you got some new people coming by here. Hey, Dad, there's some people coming here that haven't been here before. Hey, Dad. And sometimes even our own friends and guests on the property come by. And until they come by once or twice, Rex thinks that they're not necessarily people we're commonly acquainted with. So he barks and lets me know that they're there and tells me all about them and says, hey, Dad. Hey, look at this. There, Anita's back. Look at that. And does he bark anymore? Not at all. Anita can walk right next to him, and he doesn't bark. He doesn't even get up, because she is belonging. And when Sylvia comes by, and as Sylvia comes by, Sylvia reaches down and pets Rex, and Rex says, oh, come on, you don't need to do anything else except pet me. Come on. And so his attitude toward everyone on campus is love and pure love. Are dogs lovers or guardians? Well, it all depends on what we call guardians. If a guardian is someone who barks at a new stranger and says, hey, here's somebody new, then that's what Rex is. If he's a guardian that chases evil people away, he doesn't even know an evil person. He'll go up to the most apparently evil people, and he will smile at them and wag his tail, and these evil people turn into very wonderful people in the flash of an eye. Because my guardian dog just is my doorbell. He's not my guardian. He doesn't take care of people who might want to do bad to me, because he doesn't know people who want to do bad. He is a pure love, and that is what he experiences all of his life. Rex has never had a spanking in all of his life. He didn't need to. I just have a firm word, and he does it. He's oftentimes laying in front of the video on the evening that we watch a video, and then when the evening's over and we get up to go to bed, he doesn't want to get up. He's very happy, surrounded by all of his people. And he just lays there. And so I put his leash on and I say, come on now. And he just lays there and he says, hey, this is really living. This is surrounded by all of my friends and everybody I love. And then I, with a very firm voice and a deep voice, I'll say his name and say, come. And instantly he stands up and comes, because he knows I mean business. But otherwise, he's just in a playful mood, lying on the floor, laying on his back, putting his paws over his leash and saying, oh, come on, we don't have to go home yet. Let's stay and play here for a while. This is real neat. But once I'm firm and definite, instantly he gets up and he comes. I used to give him a cookie every time. And of course, he would come for that very quickly. He just loves the cookies. And finally, he decided, hey, I don't always have a cookie, and he doesn't have to always have a cookie to do what I want him to do. And so I began being just a little firmer voice, and he realized that that was the cookie, and he came, and then he got his pet, and then we went on our way. Are animals guardians or lovers? That depends on who we are. You can always tell a person's personality by how their dog acts. And if you don't believe it, just look closely. They may protest that their dog is aggressive and they are not, but you look at them and you'll find they are. So let's have a world filled with lovers. And these lovers don't need to guard one another from each other. They merely infiltrate each other's heart and life and experience, and have a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life together of being living in purest of love. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.